Track 10. Norfolk Wildlife Trust Ambassador Nick Aitchison contemplates life from a different viewpoint.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree, a tree whose...
If you could be any other creature of our Norfolk landscape, what would you be? In the depth of winter, as December days fizzle to a few grey hours and temperatures plummet, it might feel a good idea to be someone who hibernates. Bats, for the most part, slumber the winter through, though during mild spells they may emerge to hunt. Snug in the heart of a hollow tree or in a musty cellar, safe from the sharpest cold and spared the gloomy grind of these midwinter days, theirs appears an enviable life come mid-December. Equally, it might be nice to be a small tortoiseshell folded beneath the rafters of a dry shed, among years of dust and cobwebs, waiting for early spring's first sun to wake you and send you seeking nettles on which to lay your clusters of green eggs, like gooseberries in a colander, upon a prickly leaf. Or if you prefer a little Christmas drama, you could be a seal on some wind-haunted Norfolk beach, perhaps a grey seal bull, big-nosed and blubbery, patrolling a stretch of sand hard-won in bloodied combat, keeping his North Sea seraglio safe and stinking mightily the while. Or a pup, moon-eyed, pumped up with fatty mother's milk, shedding its baby clothes of fluffy white, dodging the bull's hormonal rampages, and soon to launch into the unknown sea. The more contemplative might wish to be a tree, a peaceful witness to the passing centuries, roots plugged deep into the planet's history, into chalk rained by phytoplankton onto a seabed 90 million years ago, into sand raked across the landscape tens of thousands of years ago by giant ice sheets grinding southward from the pole, into precious, flimsy topsoil made by our small lives. To be a tree, yes, to give in every moment, to make the carbohydrates which feed every terrestrial ecosystem, to forge the oxygen powering every breathing organism, to replenish soil, to manage water, to be beauty. Oh, to be a tree. If you're canny, you may have chosen someone who migrates, who flees our short midwinter days and freezing nights, a swift, perhaps, almost the first to leave, who checks out of the UK come mid-August as soon as the chicks are fledged. In December, you and your dagger-winged band are throwing great sky-loops over Africa, now over sweaty western forests, now over spindly antelope and belching hippos. A life lived always in warm skies. I think I would be a stone, older even than a tree, stiller even than the soil, quieter than the timid field voles scurrying through forgotten mounds of grass, peaceful to my core. It does us good to think of being other things, to imagine what other lives are like. Even discounting stones, no one has any idea how many species share our earth. How many mice, how many frogs, how many mosses, fish, ferns, weevils, and bacteria. We know there to be millions, but have no real idea how many millions, and expert estimates vary wildly. One thing is sure, among these countless glorious expressions of DNA, we are unique in having done such catastrophic harm to the lives of species which share our home, and to the very resources on which we depend. On this, it is good for us to reflect. For life is wonderful. I wonder at the mole snuffling through the wet ground by the duck pond outside my house, swimming through the earth with giant feet, and finding worms with its exquisite sense of smell. I wonder at the brittle stems of reed gossiping to the winter wind at the pond's edge, and the rhizomes marshalling the bounty of last summer's sun, creeping through the mud to make more reed, more homes in spring for buntings and for warblers. I marvel at the willow leaning crookedly beyond the reed, at how its hard buds bear the plans for next year's flowers, seeds, leaves, and living. I marvel at it all. If 2020, long, grinding 2020, has taught us just one thing, it is to love the wonders all around us. December's keen wind on our faces, long-tailed tits twirling chatterly through the birches on our winter walks, field fares bouncing among fallen apples, dogs' tails wagging raindrops everywhere, the bright smiles of little loved ones. This December and this Christmas seem set to be like no others in our recent memory, but in our homes and gardens, down the lane and in the wood, on nature reserves and in tatty, forgotten corners all across our beautiful county, there are marvels. And seen with wonder and love, they are what we need to get us through.
Poems are made by fools like me.